This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, Wednesday, it feels like a Monday, right?
Here's what I tell everyone.
That's today. After your wonderful 4th of July holiday, God bless you if you're continuing that little holiday into the rest of the week here as well, which it seems like people must be doing because traffic is a little light today. I'm looking at I-29 right now and not the usual jam-packed rush to get to anywhere. And same thing around town coming in this morning. Seemed a little bit on the light side, which is great. Some people are having a fine holiday. Another hour, What's on Your Mind? This one brought to you by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Tell you what, that Chevy Silverado High Country that I have is the perfect thing to take to and from the lake. Man alive, back seat folds up. Dogs are in the back. Load up, of course, the bed with all kinds of, all the coolers and everything else back in the truck pickup bed. And it's just great. It really is. They've got a great selection of trucks right now, too. PucklichValleyCity.com. Stop and see them on Main Avenue or check them out online at PucklichValleyCity.com or in Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy Pucklich. Our next guest is the CEO of Bushel, an independently owned and operated software company headquartered right here in Fargo, North Dakota. Look for the Bushel flag downtown Fargo, and you'll find them. Jake Jornstad, who's also going to be part of TEDx Fargo coming up on the 20th of July, so we wanted to catch up with Jake and talk about both things today. A little update on Bushel and also a little preview of your TEDx speech. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Scott.
How are things at Bushel?
Things are good. This startup environment that we're in is not good. If you want to go and raise capital or try to grow really quickly, it's an interesting environment compared to what it was in the last few years. I think we had a nice honeymoon, and now we're into the, get down, dig deep, and build a real company, and that's what we're trying to do at Bushel. So it's an interesting environment.
Why do you think that has changed so much?
Well, interest rates is a big part of it. When interest rates start going up, you start to wonder why you're taking, as an investor, what kind of, why you're taking a 10x bet when you can easily get today, 5% in the money market. And so that changes who's investing and what, but turns out entrepreneurship and building companies in this country is still a great thing to do, and so we're still pushing.
Walk me through the story of, when the idea was there to where you're at now as far as, the amount of people you have going, the amount of customers you have.
Well, we've been building software together for 12 years as a team, but in 2017, we launched this idea we call Bushel Today, working with local grain elevators, co-ops, ethanol plants, and mills to make it easy for them to do business with their farmer in a digital way. If you think about agriculture, there's 21 major industries in the world. Agriculture is dead last in what they call the digitization scale. And so it's adoption of technology and tools. The farmer's not the problem, though. I think we all know that. They're driving incredible machines. They know how to operate 5 screens at a time. That's not the problem. But the supply chain is where the missing pieces of, using software and data to be better, to help feed the world. And at Bushel, we're trying to build those tools and ideally someday build the biggest software company ever built in agriculture. That's what we're trying to get to.
And where are you at in your ultimate plan now?
I don't know. Every year it feels like we got 5 more years every time we think about it. We're making good progress. We have just under 200 people on the team today. We've raised a lot of capital over the years from some pretty incredible investors around the United States. Honestly, we have made significant progress. We have over 110,000 farms that use our tools in the United States and Canada, 2,600 grain elevator locations, and over 1,000 ag retail companies or locations are using our tools. And so we're making progress, but there's 8,000 we could go work with, and 300,000-500,000 farmers could potentially be using our tools. And so there's still lots and lots of opportunity ahead.
What is additional capital bring you?
Well, for us, we've been losing money for a while in our growth stages. So if you can grow quickly and if you can grow at rates that are interesting to investors, you can raise capital, investment capital, to invest in those growth areas. We've been doing that for a few years now at Bushel. We started raising capital in 2017 and $75 million in raised capital with some announcements coming here on what we've done next. What it means is you can invest in areas that don't make money yet, but you think are going to make a big impact in the industry in the future. And so you might lose money for 2, 3, or 4 years on an idea that becomes part of the business that then becomes a core to the future. And so you maybe you're not generating any revenue, and then all of a sudden you're your first million, and then all of a sudden you're doing $10 million in revenue in that business line. That's worth investing $5 million if you're going to pump out $10 million in revenue later. And so that's the kind of bets that we're taking. And one of those things we talked about before, Scott, is how many paper checks are sent in the mail in agriculture. You know, it's $500 billion is paid to farmers and vice versa to the elevators, et cetera, around the country annually. And 90% of that is on a paper check. And so that's one area that Bushel Wallet and our payments tools for helping farmers do that digitally.
And where you are now and the elevators and the farmers that are taking advantage of it is being embraced, right?
Yeah, we've got – so we talked about it last fall, I think you and I. We have launched the tool. We have about 15 companies who have said, yep, let's try payments with Bushel. And we have over 100 farmers that have created these wallets that let them – get paid for their grain fully electronically, and they can also pay their bills. Say they bought seed, chemical, fuel, whatever it might be. One of our farmers got paid $150,000 grain settlement last month electronically right to their bank. And then another farmer paid $120,000 invoice with one click and their fingerprint. And so that's an improvement over putting a check in the mail, going to the post office, dropping it off, or going to the facility even. And then when you get paid, the farmer has to go to the bank and deposit. It's a big pain in the butt, but we're making that a lot easier. You could do it from home in the evening after you've had dinner and or just sitting on the recliner.
And it seems to me that the growth potential there is just, you know, humongous when you talk about the percentage of farmers that are now part of this digitization versus the ones that are not, right? It's got to be 80-20.
Yeah, we're starting to get to some real – we're really cooking now, right? This is the best time – in my opinion, ever to be investing in agriculture technology, because finally, you know, there's no longer a debate whether the farmer's ready. They've been ready for these tools for a long time. And even the supply chain, the big ag companies that have built the infrastructure, the elevators, the rail, all that stuff around the country, they're ready too, because they realize that labor's hard, labor market is tight, and some of the only areas they can create efficiency in are in areas that technology can help with, whether it's paper or process removal, or making it easy to do business with. It's starting to become just required. And so if you're there with tools that matter, that show return on investment, then you have an opportunity.
Why is the digitization come so slow? You mentioned earlier it was really the supply chain that was the ones that were behind, not the farmers themselves. But why has that been this slow to adopt?
It's a really good question. If you think about like how a grain elevator operates today, it's pretty much the same. For the last 100 years, the farmer comes in, drops a load of grain, they pay the farmer with a paper check, they write down the note on how much grain they delivered, they keep track, and they pay him at the end of the year, whatever that looks like. That's been the same for a long time. But I think part of the problem is the competition wasn't pushing innovation, it was just pushing efficiency to a point. And with labor markets changing and the cost of capital going up, that is one of the key changes that hasn't happened to this level in 100 years that's happening now, where it's like, oh, we need to be able to operate this elevator with less people because we just don't have the labor. Or we need to be able to do a lights out facility, which means they don't even have any humans on site on average, but you could still deliver grain there because that's just what it's going to take to help with the margins, et cetera, of the business. So we're finally at that point, and that's what has maybe been part of that tipping moment.
If you get to an elevator, I have to think that your close ratio is pretty darn good.
Yeah, we do good. There's a few competitors that like to price lower than us, but I think we have the best solution in the market. And we're all over the country, right? We're all, you know, every major area of agriculture in the United States, we have customers, and in Canada as well. So we're making good progress. We have 240, almost 250 companies individual companies that do business with Bushel.
And you say competitors, they adopting, see what you have going and say, we'll do our version of it?
They say imitation is the greatest form of flattery. That happens a lot. Just a lot of copycats out there. But part of it is you have to have a vision of where you're going, and you have to be building for the future. You can't just build duct tape solution, here you go, let's win some business. Those companies are the ones that fail. And actually, if you look at the startup world in the last 10 years, and in the last couple of years, things are changing so much that you can't just go get free capital and build whatever you want. And so you have to be around long enough in agriculture and technology. And a lot of technology companies don't get that because agriculture is slow to adopt. And so you have to be here long enough to win, and that's what we're doing.
Fascinating. More of our conversation with Jake Jornstad, CEO of Bushel. After a short time out, we're going to talk a little bit about the TEDx Fargo event coming up July 20th in Fargo. I don't know that there's many seats left, so if you want them, I'd get them to take in that great event. He's going to be a featured speaker at TEDx Fargo, and we'll talk a little bit about his talk as well. On What's On Your Mind, after a short time out, 16 past the hour, don't go away.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I ain't watching TV today. Bad music can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth.
What's On Your Mind is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? That's true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Has the CEO of Bud Light apologized for the mistake of underling, I guess, in the marketing department who made a decision to have a trans activist be a spokesperson for Bud Light. He was recently on CBS This Morning, and it was billed as an apology. So we're gonna play that for you coming up before the end of the hour. Also, Elizabeth Brookmeyer from the Red River Valley Fair will be here to talk about the grandstand lineup this year at the fair as well. Continuing our chat with Jake Jornstedt, CEO of Bushel. So, first of all, have you done a TED Talk before?
Actually, I have. I did a TEDx in DSU when I was a student or finishing up as a student there, and it was terrible.
You've self-analyzed the talk is not too good.
Well, the problem was back then I thought I was taking advice, which I was trying to learn how to do a TED Talk, and the advice was you got to memorize your speech. Turns out I'm not good at memorizing speech, so I had these notepads, and it was a disaster. I'm actually much better if I know the topic just to, you know, and I know my general story I want to tell. I'm better doing that than I am trying to memorize word for word what I'm going to say, and that was just a train wreck.
Is there a lot of pressure in the, you know, the time structure?
You know, I think it's probably pressure to some people. I think less is better for me. I feel like I can always fill the time, but you do need to get your message tight. I mean, I think I have 8 minutes. In TEDx Fargo. 8 minutes is not a lot of time to make a meaningful message, and so we'll see how I do. Hopefully better than the first time.
And your message is, what are you going to talk about?
So my message and my hope is to inspire people into working in the world of agriculture, and in particular working in technology and agriculture, because I believe agriculture, number one, is the most important industry on earth. It literally is why we have civilization, right? And my other hope is that coming out of my TED Talk, somebody that's a technical person or maybe they're an engineer or they're an entrepreneur, they go, wow, there's a lot of opportunity to solve real problems in agriculture, and they're meaningful, because if we could solve these problems, if we can make it more efficient for the United States to produce food for the world, we won't have war. We'll have at least less war. We'll have less hunger, less poverty. Because if food is abundant, and that's what our farmers do, the outcome is a better world that we live in. And I think there's a lot of views of like sustainability and all this. I'm not going to talk one moment about sustainability in agriculture. I'm going to talk about how agriculture literally can change the world. And if you want to be part of it, right about now is a good time to get involved. So.
And that particular skill set is not likely to pick agriculture first, right?
No.
They're thinking, you know, Meta or, you know, Google or,
yeah. Exactly. I mean, or one of these AI companies, which are incredible today. You know, you grew up, but there's a lot of people who grew up in the Midwest or on farms or around farms. Everybody's got a family connection up here. But if you have any inkling about how agriculture is meaningful to you, that connection is just enough usually to get somebody involved in something like what we're doing at Bushel or somewhere else. And so my hope is that I can inspire some people to realize how big agriculture is, how important it is, and how much opportunity exists to help make it better.
And honestly, with you know, the group of folks that are either coming into the workforce or young in the workforce, they need to be inspired, right? They're looking for something, to not just a job, but something that can make a difference, change the world, right?
Yeah, well, we have this first world problem in the United States, which is, hey, we don't have to worry about where we're going to get our food most of the time the next day, but the rest of the world isn't necessarily like that. And so everybody that's young today is looking for how can they have a job but also a meaningful impact, right? And I think agriculture is like one of the most right places to do that. And the whole idea of TEDx Fargo is this idea of being on the edge. This is the edge of agriculture is just basic new technology is the edge. There's no industry where you could just do basic technology and actually be moving the needle. Because that's been done in most other industries. But in agriculture, there's a lot of opportunities still.
I learned from Greg Tavine something I didn't know about TEDx, and that is that the actual event where you're watching all of the speakers is one thing, but there's this, sort of this whole ecosystem around it where people come in early and do different events, and it really is it's a big deal, isn't it?
I think there's a dinner every night. There's an event every day, the whole week probably. It's totally nuts. But it's meaningful, and it's meaningful for our economy here in Fargo. And then the talks live online. You know, you go to YouTube and you can watch any of these TED Talks, and some of them have thousands and hundreds of thousands and maybe millions of views. That's meaningful when those messages get out.
Why do we take agriculture for granted, do you think?
Well, up here, it's easy to understand because it's just been part of your life. You see a semi rolling by and you know it's a grain truck and you just put that, you know, just it's not a big deal. But the other problem is other people around the world that, or let's call it major cities, they don't know what it takes to do agriculture. And so both of us are taking it for granted. We're taking it for granted because it's just what we know. And people in the city are taking it for granted because they can go to the grocery store and get milk. And I think nobody's told a great story yet about why agriculture is so fundamentally important. There's not a great, you know, Netflix series on agriculture right now. There's, you know, we're
should
missing.
Be.
Right, there should be.
Yeah.
The closest thing is Clarkson's Farm. If you haven't watched that yet, Jeremy Clarkson, one of the greatest TV superstars in the world from the England, has his own farm now, and it's called Clarkson's Farm on Amazon, and that's a pretty compelling show.
Is it? Yeah. But I guess it's just easy to take it for granted, right? I mean, it's just, yeah. I'll go to the restaurant and I'll eat, or I'll go to the grocery store and, you know, get food to prepare a meal.
COVID was the only time when people went to the grocery store recently and they went, oh, we might not have what we need. And the only reason we ever have what we need is because of our farmers and the supply chain that we built. So
that's great. And it's also great to have a goal to ultimately inspire some folks to come into the industry and be part of making a difference.
I mean, it's better than building social media apps. I think we're all kind of over that now. So hopefully agriculture is more inspiring than that.
Yeah. You mentioned AI a bit ago. What do you see the future bringing there? More good than bad?
I'm hopeful that it's more good than bad. I can tell you what, there's a lot of repetitive, useless jobs right now that AI are going to replace. And so that will be good and bad because there will be displacement of people, but it will be more effective. And there's more places, you know, to have, there's lots of need for people. So we have a shortage of labor anyways. And so if AI can help us make progress there, that's great. The tools are incredible. You know, if you're one of those people who just hasn't tried ChatGPT yet, You must try it in order to understand where the world's going to go, because it's going to change the world. I think the best opportunity is to change the legal framework. If we could figure out how not to pay all these lawyers every day to figure out how to write a document that's been written 1,000 times over again, that would be an improvement. We'd save a lot of money.
Improvement for everybody but lawyers.
Well, they'll have to find a new job.
They'll have to adapt.
Yeah.
great chatting with you today, Jake, and wish you best of luck on the TEDx talk. July 20th in Fargo. Jake, among those that will be speaking at a great event. And so cool to have it in Fargo. It just is amazing.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be, I mean, just so many people. It's going to be fun.
Continued success at Bushel. All the best. Yeah. Folks looking to put some capital behind a great, solid company in good North Dakota mines. I ought to think about capital. I ought to think about Bushel, rather. Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
More after this on What's on Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
USA News Update. 9 people were shot and wounded early today at a 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C., just the latest in a rash of mass shootings that left more than a dozen people dead, 50 others wounded in shootings over the past 3 days. Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino defending Elon Musk's decision to limit the number of tweets users can see. She tweeted yesterday, "When you have a mission like Twitter, you need to make big moves to keep strengthening the platform." Severe weather threatening the central U.S. from Illinois to Colorado. Forecasters say severe storms are likely today from Chicago south to St. Louis and Little Rock, west toward Wichita, Amarillo, and Denver. Heat alerts posted throughout Florida and the desert southwest. Corey Myers, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Might be just the thing after all those brats and hot dogs this weekend. In a little home cooking, little mom's cooking, and they have Swedish meatballs today at Valley City and West Main Avenue. Also, chicken bowl, West Main Avenue. Lasagna, also an option in Valley City. Beefy noodles in Harwood. Stuffed green peppers at 12th Avenue and I-29. Lasagna, NP Avenue. Sloppy Joe's in Glendon. Salisbury Steak in Euland. And Philly Cheesesteak Sandwich, 45th Street, Fargo. Chatting with Jay Thomas a little bit last hour and talking about the Bud Light ongoing saga. And Jay's contention was, you know what? What we need is the guy to apologize. The guy being the CEO of Anheuser-Busch. Now, he was recently on CBS This Morning in what was billed as a apology and a chance for him to get on national TV and explain the whole thing, and we'd all think differently. And because this has been such a hot topic, I wanted to listen to this right along with you and find out if that's the case from CBS This Morning.
Kate's Bud Light was America's top-selling beer before being dethroned by Modelo back in May. Now, this came after a boycott of Bud Light and its parent company, Anheuser-Busch, by some consumers. The controversy, I know you've heard all about it, began after trans social media star, that's Dylan Mulvaney, posted a video on Instagram, this was in April, showing the company had sent her personalized Bud Light cans. It was all part of an online promotion. Anheuser-Busch then faced more backlash for its handling of the boycott. Still, the company says it remains the country's number one brewer, with brands like Budweiser and many craft breweries under its umbrella. Anheuser-Busch, U.S. CEO, that's Brendan Wentworth, we're happy to say, joins us at the table live and in color for an exclusive interview. Number one, we're glad to have you here. Yeah, many people in your position, Mr. Wentworth, would be running for the hills at this point. Because since April, you all have faced a lot of incoming. How and why did it go so off the rails? Because that certainly wasn't your intention when you did one can to one person.
It's been a challenging few weeks. And I think the conversation surrounding Bud Light has moved away from beer, and the conversation has become divisive. And Bud Light really doesn't belong there. Bud Light should be all about bringing people together. And there's an impact on the business, and I think that's publicly covered on Bud Light specifically.
Yeah, so what was your intention? Take us to the beginning. What was your intention? What were you all trying to do here? And you've done this before, these promotional campaigns.
Yeah, it was, just to be clear, it was a gift, and it was one can. But for us, you know, as we look to kind of the future and we look to moving forward, we have to understand the impact that it's had. And like I said, you know, that impact has taken place. But it's the impact on our employees, the impact on our consumers, and as well, the impact on our partners. And I think one thing that I'd love to make extremely clear is that impact is my responsibility. And as the CEO, everything we do here, I'm accountable for.
Given the moment we're in, this moment in America with trans issues at the top of a Republican social or conservative political agenda, knowing what you know now, if you could go back, would you send this can to this one person again?
There's a big social conversation taking place right now, and big brands are right in the middle of it. And it's not just our industry or Bud Light. It's happening in retail. It's happening in fast food. And so for us, what we need to understand is, deeply understand and appreciate, is the consumer and what they want, what they care about, and what they expect from big brands.
So this is a part of why you're getting it from all sides, because I asked you, would you do it again? And people on the trans rights side of things, supporting that community, want you to say, yes, of course, we want that fortitude. And people on the right would criticize you for saying yes. So where are you on the issue? I mean, was this a mistake?
You know, Bud Light has supported LGBTQ since 1998, so that's 25 years. And as we've said from the beginning, we'll continue to support the communities and organizations that we've supported for decades. Mm-hmm. But as we move forward, you know, we want to focus on what we do best, which is brewing great beer for everyone, listening to our consumers, being humble and listening to them, making sure that we do right by our employees, take care and support our partners, and ultimately make an impact in the communities that we serve.
So you did point out that Anheuser-Busch has in the past supported the queer community. In fact, you had these cans in 2019 that were rainbow bottles that were sold in stores all across the country. But the political arm of Anheuser-Busch has donated to anti-LGBTQ plus politicians. So where do you stand and where does the company stand on queer rights?
You know, we support politicians that support our business. And when we say that, we talk about things like things that work for the industry, allow us to grow the business, allow us to employ more people, and really help drive the economy.
You said one point I heard you say, we're listening, we hear you. What did you hear, and how has it affected your employees? I'm curious about how they're feeling and how they're dealing with all of this.
Our employees, we have 65,000. If you look at the 18,000 Anheuser-Busch employees, and you look at the 47,000 Anheuser-Busch wholesaler employees, and they're full of pride, and they're full of commitment. And so it's really a privilege, and it's humbling to have the opportunity to lead the organization. When you say listening, you know, I've been out to many of the impacted markets. My team has been out to many of the impacted markets. And over the last month, we've talked to over 100,000 consumers, and their feedback is very clear.
What is it?
The feedback is to reinforce what Bud Light has always meant to them, which is good times, goodwill, and easy enjoyment. And we have that all packed inside of our summer campaign that we launched last week. We're in the middle of the NFL. I know Nate's not here, but we're in the middle of our NFL campaign that'll be out in a few weeks. It's right there. And I think the fact remains that millions and millions of consumers enjoy Bud Light each and every day.
But
and
they're still mad, though, Brendan, because the sales have dropped. How are you handling that? I mean, the CEO, I want to know what this has been like for you when you've had so much vitriol on all sides. Your sales are dropping. People, you know, we have people firing guns at Bud Light cans. I mean, it's just gotten really off the chain, crazy.
Yeah.
So how are you grappling with that, handling that?
I think it's the impact, honestly, on the employees that weighs most on me. But again, as I mentioned, seeing the pride and the commitment that they have working on behalf of a 165-plus-year-old American institution is what gives us energy as we look to move forward and focus on what we do best.
Yeah, it's so much bigger than a business story.
It is so much bigger than a business story. I know this new campaign, this new ad campaign is going to focus on the people behind the beer. They've faced, you know, confrontations just for driving a Bud Light truck. If you're a distributor, you face confrontations for selling the beer. There have been bomb threats. The LAPD had to do a sweep through a brewery in Los Angeles, right? This is all happening. So when you have these conversations with these folks, I mean, I imagine some frank words are exchanged. They're upset. What do you say back, and is there any financial assistance to them?
Well, we announced a couple weeks ago or last week, we are announcing investment for our frontline employees and their employment, as well as financial support for our wholesalers.
Has that started?
That has started.
The money's going out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And when you look at the organization, I mentioned it's 65,000 people when you put it all together. Mm-hmm. And if you extend it even a little bit further, it includes American farmers, the folks that make our high quality ingredients. And the campaign is all about celebrating them. Yeah. And again, these are farmers, these are brewery workers, these are drivers, merchandisers, sales reps, everybody that brings our industry to life and our business to life each and every day. And so, what makes it tick.
So how much is this marketing boo-boo, whatever you want to call it, costing Bud Light in the end, with the drop in sales, with the financial assistance, with the new ad campaign? I mean, you roll all that together, it sounds like tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars.
We're focusing on investing behind the brand right now. So we're actually increasing the investment on Bud Light 3 times this year as we move forward.
I know you say you're moving forward, and I think that's the right attitude. I get it. But what was the most difficult part for you navigating? You've been CEO for the past 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. What has this been like for you?
It's been what's weighed on me the most has been, as I mentioned,
your employees.
The employees.
A little more gray in the beard.
But you are. A little more. Yes, but I think it's been coming for a couple years already, even before this.
Brendan, we should point out that you're a former United States Marine, and you were also at the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA.
Correct.
So you know a little bit about stress.
Yeah.
Just a tiny bit.
Just a little bit.
How did you go from the CIA to Anheuser-Busch?
You know, I thought the highest calling that anybody can have is serving the country. But for, you know, personal reasons, made the decision after 8 years in service of the country to move into business. I worked for PepsiCo for a number of years, and I came here 10 years ago, and I've been in this position for 2 years.
You still like this job?
I love this job, and I love the company.
Uh-huh.
And it really is, as I mentioned, an American institution. And it's really, to me, 1 degree of separation away from the American flag. And so even though I'm not serving the country anymore, I still feel like I have an opportunity to support the country. And that's exactly what Anheuser-Busch gives us the opportunity to do.
And you're feeling you'll get through this.
Absolutely.
People still like beer. They like it a lot.
Yeah. People love beer, and I think
we're on
the doorsteps of July 4th weekend.
Yeah. That's right.
It's an absolutely fantastic weekend for beer, where we see it take its place into moments that matter to all of our consumers.
All right, Brendan. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
We really appreciate it.
I was waiting. I was waiting for, you know, some...
to go to college.
Concern, you know, some recognition of how people are upset about this, and, you know... would you do it again? He's not able to say no. And if Bud Light's all about bringing people together, which I agree it is, then of course you wouldn't do that again. Because it didn't do anything towards bringing people together. But Texter says he's toast. I suspect he'll be out as CEO by end of the month. AB CEO sounds like he's in total denial, says another. Hasn't learned a dang thing. We supposed to feel sorry for them? Somebody else made that mention of the ignorant gunophobes. People have been firing guns at beer cans for a century. Yeah, you can hear the New York biased liberal dripping from the commentators there. There's no question about that. Texter says, Scott, how can we move on concerning Bud Light when every time we turn around we see another pride parade with gross naked people walking around in front of children and Bud Light is represented everywhere? Bud Light t-shirts, signage, handing out Bud Light, basically a big old party sponsored by Bud Light. I know it's up to the local distributor, but Bud Light is a national brand and boycotting is the only way the normal people can have their voices heard. A lot of you are taking that approach, and you're right. Some people have said, what? They're doing this? Why are they doing that after this controversy? Didn't they learn their lesson? And this, meaning sponsoring gay pride parades or whatever, is a decision by a local distributor, but it does reflect on Bud Light. You're absolutely right. Texter says, that was no apology. That was affirmation that they support LGBTQ, and I'm done with them. Never again will I buy their products. There you go. It was... not what it was purported to be. That was pretty obvious. More after this, folks.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The mailman bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower. Take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. Long as I'm a million other things, I'll pay. So nice, it's just another day in Paris.
on your line, brought to you by Gateway Building Systems. We understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions possible. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock Solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. Washington Post is reporting on the cocaine on the White House grounds as having been found in the, they say, ground floor of the White House, near where visitors taking tours of the West Wing are instructed to leave their cell phones. According to three people familiar with the investigation. That is different than what was reported earlier, and that was that it was in the library of the residence. Now, those are two very different locations, so it's a little bizarre to me that it could be that different. But anyway, this is the latest reporting I'm seeing on this from the Washington Post. We will wait for a little better understanding of what the heck happened with this mess coming up from the White House press briefing. Later today. I assume they're having a briefing today. I don't know. We'll find out. That'd be nice. Let's tell you a little bit about what's happening at the Red River Valley Fair. Elizabeth Birkemeyer is here. She's the Director of Marketing and Events. And tell us a little about this grandstand lineup. Still time to get yourself some tickets for that big event. Elizabeth, how are you?
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hi, Elizabeth. Can you hear us?
Yep.
Fantastic.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Thank you very much. Tell me about the grandstand lineup. What do you want folks to know?
Absolutely. So, yes, we have our all-finished concrete grandstand with the Titan Machinery stage with 10 great nights of entertainment concerts. We have a stunt show, so something for every genre of music and something for everyone at the fair this year. So starting on this Friday, so 2 days away, it's crazy how fast it came. But opening night will be Dan and Shay with Kit Moore. Saturday the 8th will be Third Eye Blind with American Scarecrows. Sunday the 9th will be Jelly Roll with Trey Lewis. Monday the 10th is Flo Rida with the Ying Yang Twins. Tuesday the 11th will be Disney Princess, the concert. Wednesday is a free with gate admission show with Switchfoot on the grandstand. Thursday will be our FMX Stunt Show, which is a mix of motocross freestyle events. And then Friday will be Shinedown with Saint Estonia and Sleep Theory. Saturday the 15th will be Leonard Skinner. And then rounding out on Sunday the 16th will be Tyler Hubbard with Matt Sell. So 10 great days of entertainment. All of our concerts will start at 8 p.m., with the exception of Disney Princess. We'll start at 7 p.m., and our FMX stunt show will start at 7 p.m. as well. So just lots of things happening.
That's fantastic. Tickets still available, right?
Yes, they are, but they're going fast, so don't wait. Plus, come July 7th, so in 2 days on Friday, all ticket prices will increase by $15. So make sure to get them before that increase.
All right. Today's the day, folks. If you've been putting off getting those tickets, be sure you do it. Some new things you have in 2023. Tell me about SIPND.
Yeah, so SIPND will feature all local North Dakota craft drink vendors. So we got our breweries, wineries, we have a meadery, so all sorts of yummy drinks there. Plus, we will have our own Red River Valley Fair craft drink. We worked with a Drucker Brewing Company to create a Blue Raz Cotton Candy Sour, and it tastes so good. So we're super excited about that, so come out and try that. And it is exclusive to the Red River Valley Fair, so something new at the fair for everyone to try as well.
That sounds fantastic. Cotton candy?
Yeah, so they made their sour, and they put actual cotton candy floss in the brewing process. So it's got real cotton candy in it.
That's fantastic. What is Wednesday, July 12th? Tell folks about that.
Yes, so that is our Heroes Day. So we are recognizing and honoring all military veterans and first responders. So all of those heroes will get into the fair for free that day. And then with Heroes Day, we'll also be having a parade at 5 p.m. That'll start at the West Fargo VFW, and leading the parade will be the Budweiser Clydesdale. That'll be something fun. And then coming back to the fairgrounds at 6 p.m. will be our hometown hero ceremony to honor those winners. And then at 8 p.m., Switchfoot will take the grandstand stage for a Free With Gate show.
A lot happening, folks, at the Red River Valley Fair. Take it all in. Elizabeth Berkemeyer, Director of Marketing Events, thanks for the update. See you at the fair.
Absolutely. We'll see you at the fair.
Brought to you today by MyPillow. Promo code SCOTT gets you the good deals. 800-506-9028. Check it out. See you tomorrow.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All season men's slippers. All season women's slippers. There's all season men's moccasin slippers and all season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code SCOTT. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code SCOTT to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code SCOTT to get the deal. Promo code SCOTT to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.